While many of us know the value of the arts and humanities, it's sometimes hard to evaluate their impact through traditional qualitative methods. Tahira Mahdi, a PhD candidate in human services psychology at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, shares her approach to assessing the impact of the arts and humanities on our lives.
The arts and humanities are scholarly fields that study how humans document and process the complexity of the human experience. Ever since our society has come to value evidence-based solutions for problems, many scholars and community workers have been challenged to think about how to evaluate the impact of the arts and humanities. How can we measure how effective, useful, or valuable arts and humanities are to a program or community? We might use surveys on which individuals can rate their level of satisfaction with the program, or we can tally the number of people who attend an event, count individual contributions, or choose other elements that make for easy measurement. However, the arts and humanities are not inherently academic pursuits. By definition, these subject matters are the things that we all create, process, and change every day. And though none of us can avoid these in everyday life, evaluation of their impact remains a challenge. While many disciplines have come to appreciate the importance of qualitative study, many researchers and funders still use a quantitative lens. Qualitative research goes beyond the numbers to provide the depth of the human experience, the how and the why of the impact. For instance, a strategy advanced by Lee Boot at UMBC gets at the less tangible aspects of what makes a community thrive. As part of the ongoing Baltimore Stories Project, Art of Transformation uses digital publishing as an organizing tool for communities to explore those in-between spaces of society where only the arts and humanities can intervene. This is important because each of us has a unique awareness of how art and culture impact our sense of belonging and our sense of freedom. Consider the widely misunderstood culture of seeking and receiving arts and humanities funding. To many people, grant funding seems a foreign or unattainable idea. Yet, those unfamiliar with that culture still evaluate the impact of the arts and humanities. We see evidence in the 2015 book Take Me Out to the Go-Go, the autobiography of Cato Hammond. This story details the author's immersion into the go-go music culture of Washington, D.C. In his teenage years, arts experiences in high school and a summer youth jobs program fostered his music and theatrical talent and kept him out of trouble. After years of performing with different go-go bands, he started a website of Community Voices, which remains the trusted source about go-go music. Mr. Hammond may not have intended to write an evaluation, but he did. Funding for this historical archive, however, is not in the story. When we think about evaluating the impact of the arts and humanities, we should start by thinking about what life would be like without these everyday studies of ourselves. Some things cannot be quantified, but the impact of the arts and humanities stares us in the face all day, every day. Imagine us tuning into everyone's basic need to know their own histories and possibilities, finding new ways to evaluate and to celebrate together.
More from Mahdi can be heard at future Baltimore Stories events. More information can be found at go.umd.edu/bemorestories. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.